1960 year. How long has it been that long?
It ain't been that long. You know, she's around 3 or 4 years old when we
moved
over here.
You didn't build it, you bought it from somebody?
I bought it from one Uncle John Baldwin.
How many rooms do you have in this house?
That's four. Six. Two, three. Five rooms.
We were demodeled. We took this out and made a big room together.
Big enough for us.
Two bathrooms and two bedrooms.
Them boys wanted me to go out on the highway and build. I didn't know about that. Told my done getting too old, get on over.
That's mighty comfortable.
This is a little place. Really, I was born and raised back over there. And all that land around that place of work, practically all of it, belonged to companies. Mississippi Lumber Company owned that land when I was a child. And then they sold out to Longbell International. I believe International joins me all the way around except 140. That place over there. We used to run cattle back in there on Long Creek.
What do you call this room that we're in now?
Bruce's
living room. And that right there?
Well, it was back then, it was the kitchen, but now it's all together. This living room, the kitchen back there. Dining room, I believe that was called then. Before. You went through a door and went into that.
Yes.
But they took that out. Mother fixed it how she wanted. I didn't buy it.
What rooms do you have on that side?
That's the bedroom there and the bedroom there. And then on the back there, the bathroom and the back porch.
So you say that house you grew up in had a lot of rooms?
Yes, sir. It was.
What were they?
Huh?
What kind of rooms were they?
Well, it was just a kitchen and a dining room, the rest of a bedroom.
Did you have a bathroom inside?
Yeah. Well, I put it in there for my mother after. Well, a good many years before she died. Of course, there was no water in the house. I put, back until I put down a well there. It's just a bored well. About that big around. There's a bore hole in it, put a old plank and curb it. Drew it with a windage.
What did people do before indoor plumbing?
Had outdoor toilets built on the house.
You ever see those around anymore? People still have them?
No. No, don't have them.
They just call them outdoor toilets?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear people around here call them anything else?
Well, the outhouse is what they call it most of the time. The smokehouse for you, meat house. They all had them then, we don't have them now.
hear people use the word privy.
Yeah.
What was that for?
Privy was an outhouse. Sure did.
Seems like that'd be awful uncomfortable in the winter.
They were. And they were used to build back away from the house where they could jump. But they used chamber pots.
Keep them under the bed.
Yeah. Sure did.
You ever heard that called a slop jar?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah.